A company that wants to store its carbon emissions underground in Vigo and Vermilion County is closer to securing a critical federal loan for the project. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports Monday, the U.S. Department of Energy announced its intent to loan Wabash Valley Resources up to $1.5 billion.
The project will have to meet certain requirements to get the loan, like an environmental review. Still, the company says it's a big step to move it forward. The Department of Energy hopes the project will revitalize a community that lost so many union jobs with the decline of the coal industry. But residents like Susan Stroll Cause feel the government is ignoring their concerns about things like pipeline leaks, earthquakes, and that the CO2 could migrate.
We are the community. We're the impacted community. They're going to inject this out where we live, under our houses. And so to me, when they're talking to unions and this, it's just a ploy to push the job issue. That nobody wants to talk about the safety.
A few weeks ago, the only other large CO2 storage project in the U.S. notified the federal government of a leak earlier this year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Officials with Wabash Valley Resources said the announcement will help the company secure the rest of the private funding it needs for the project.